And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and happy holidays from Chris Vaccaro, star of The Chris Vaccaro Show, starring Chris Vaccaro. I'm Nana Ruffino, the lovable elf sidekick. Here's the man you've all been waiting for, the owner of the Greenwich Street Tavern, the most Christmassy bar in New York City, Chris Vaccaro!
Wow, what an entrance, buddy. Happy holidays to you, my friend. It's been a crazy week, huh? Too. We've been trying to record this for like 3 days now, and our schedules are just absolutely crazy, but here we are. So, right in time before the fantasy playoffs start, I'm excited. Hopefully, you're excited, and our listeners are excited. So, let's get it going, my friend.
I heard a good knock-knock joke the other day.
Did you? Let's hear it.
Yeah. Well, you made me think of it.
Go ahead.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe-who?
No. Europe-who. Let's do it.
Matt. That's a Nando joke if I ever heard one.
I know. Oof. All right, the story of the week.
Show can only get better from here.
Story of the week. I believe your favorite player and favorite rapper, Cole Beasley, is back with the Buffalo Bills. Looks like he's going to play. There's actually a shot. They're like, yeah, Cole Beasley's going to play on Saturday night.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yep.
Dude retired, played like one game with Tom Brady, retired, then played a game with Tom Brady, then retired again. And then, like, reached out to the Bills on Thanksgiving. He's like, hey, man, I want back in. Mm-hmm. And they're making some big deal about how they ironed out all their differences. I know you think this is one of these ridiculous Nando bring-up
things. Of course it is. Yeah, because why else? Yeah, go ahead.
I just find it strange that, like, the Bills seem okay to me. Like, why? Like,
the Bills they, like, seem okay.
That Cole Beasley,
the Bills seem like okay Beasley to you. The Bills seem, yeah. Do they? They seem okay?
Do they seem like a team that needs to bring Cole Beasley out of retirement and play him immediately?
Well, being that Stephon Diggs is the only one that they can consistently rely on week after week, yeah. Should they have gone into retirement to get Cole Beasley out of there? No, but he was a PPR machine for this offense, and Josh Allen had a great rapport with him, so maybe that's what they're looking for. McKenzie's been dropping balls left and right. Gabe Davis is an absolute bust, and they need some help. You know, they need some help in this offense. So why not just bring in Cole Beasley there to be like a little underneath the blanket for Josh Allen in this offense? Is he fantasy relevant? I doubt it. I don't think you're going to pick up Cole Beasley. I mean, I can't believe you honestly just started the show with Cole Beasley. Like, I want to just like hang up on you. And like, this is such a Nando. Like, Cole Beasley? No one's even talking about picking up Cole Beasley. The fantasy playoffs are here, and you want to talk about Cole Beasley, who hasn't played in a year? Oh, my God. Unreal.
Well, technically, he played earlier this season for Tampa Bay.
Okay. I don't even remember that. I don't even remember
that. Some of us like to follow these games and watch them on TV.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, don't go picking up Cole Beasley. Anyway, that's that. Nando, this fantasy playoffs going into from last week into this week, you have to say that the story of the fantasy playoffs is the quarterback position and what an absolute mess it is with all these injuries. You lose, especially in the high stakes market where you can't make any more pickups.
Yeah, you got that out early.
Yeah, real early. After right, you, you know, we had to wait for your Cole Beasley introduction.
I'm sorry, I wasted time on Cole Beasley. We would have set a record.
Yeah. But, you know, for all the high-stakes listeners out there, you can't make any ad drops now after last week going into the playoffs. That's what we talked about. You had to set your team up for Week 14 and the fantasy playoffs. Well, now all you people that lost Kyler Murray as your quarterback and had a pretty good chance of having a Kenny Pickett as a backup, a possible Brock Purdy as a backup going into the playoffs – it's a mess. It looks like Tyler Huntley is going to start for the Ravens come this Saturday. For all the people that, you know, obviously went out and got him to back up Lamar Jackson teams or, you know, Kyler Murray when he was on a bye. It's a real mess, you know. I don't know how many of us are using Russell Wilson, but Russell Wilson, after his fantasy performance last week and a decent playoff schedule, it could have been rostered. There's a lot of teams that have maybe a Kyler Murray and, you know, Russell Wilson combination. So quarterback position's all banged up. Everyone's got concussions. I don't know, you know, who you could really rely on going into this weekend. There's a lot of teams I see that don't even have a healthy quarterback on their roster as they head into the fantasy playoffs.
That's, I mean, that's a problem.
Sure.
Right? Like, what do you do? You just grin and bear
nothing.
It. Like,
yeah, I'm sitting
here. I hope everyone else scores. Yeah, I lost 23 points.
Just Nando, now. I have been sitting here for 3 days just following practice reports and praying that I just even have a healthy – I have you know, nobody cares about my fantasy team, but it's just crazy. I have a Lamar Jackson, Tyler Huntley, Kenny Pickett, high stakes team going into the playoffs. You know, it's Thursday.
You thought you were set, yeah, Jackson and Huntley.
I was, you know, a lot of people think it's crazy to carry three quarterbacks, but obviously with the Lamar Jackson injury, it was okay. But I'm sitting here on a Thursday praying that one of these guys goes. I know that Lamar is probably not going to go, but, you know, that's one team. I have another team that's a Brock Purdy, Lamar Jackson team. And, it, you know, Schefter reported this morning that Purdy's looking likely to play. But if Purdy didn't go, that's another team gone. I have three teams in consolation brackets that are Kyler Murray and Kenny Pickett. I have no quarterback on those three teams. Luckily, those are consolation teams, so I don't care as much. But I know a lot of people have that situation. So, and like I said, you know, you can't be excited about starting Tua. Tua's banged up. His receivers are banged up. They're going into a snow game on Saturday night in Buffalo.
It's supposed to snow Friday for a little bit.
Well, I mean, that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing Saturday for that game.
Who are you hearing? Who are you talking to?
Mr. G, the weatherman, Mr. G.
With the New York, the guy from WPIX.
It's the only weather. Oh, wait, him and Al Roker, the only two weathermen I know. So could have said either one. But the quarterback position, moral of the story, the quarterback position is a real mess. If you have like a Pat Mahomes, you know, you're sleeping like a baby right now. But the quarterback position is really ugly. Even the healthy ones are in tough situations this week. Can't feel great about even a Josh Allen in if the weather's going to be this bad. So very few quarterbacks that look good.
What's your consolation bracket? What's the end game there? Well, you mentioned it's consolation brackets. What's the prize?
You get paid. Like, it depends on the event. You know, the online championship or the main event consolation bracket. It's all different payouts, but it's like top 10 or top 12. But you set your lineup, and you know, it's a long shot. You're up against a huge field, but you still set your lineup and hope that you can make a couple bucks back if your team, you know, was unsuccessful and didn't make the fantasy playoffs.
Right.
So
what are you thinking about Desmond Ridder right now? And not so much Desmond Ridder, but like what he can do to the rest of the team. Because I think there are a lot of teams out there with maybe like Drake London. Like I'm in playoffs, and both of my teams happen to have Drake London, who I didn't use very much this year.
Yeah.
But now that Ritter's here, I'm like, oh, you know, like maybe they'll let him throw.
Maybe he will throw to Drake London. I would be excited if I was a Drake London right now going into the playoffs. And you know why not, though? Not only because, all right, now we have a quarterback that we feel they'll be throwing more, Atlanta, and he'll be the top target, especially with Kyle Pitts gone. Drake London should see a bunch of targets in these fantasy playoffs and could be one of those guys that's a weekly 7-catch, 80 yards and a touchdown type guy that, you know, the biggest caveat there is you're going to be in the fantasy playoffs here. If you're in an overall field, if you want to talk about home league guys, you're obviously going to be the only team with Drake London in the in that league. But as for an overall, if you're looking at the high stakes market, there's not going to be that much Drake London rostered, you know. So that's the real advantage of having Drake London with Desmond Ridder coming in here.
Really? No one like he was just hanging on the end of benches in the high stakes leagues?
Hanging on the end of benches? No.
Well, I mean, like you said, like you backed up your Lamar Jackson, right? People didn't back up their Marcus Mariotas with
Just move Ridder. On. That's crazy. I mean, what do you move? Okay, so what are you in the playoffs with Mariota?
I don't know, man. It could have been your bench QB, and then when you're setting your playoffs, like you get your second DST, you get your second quarterback, right?
No, there's not that much Drake London. He struggled way too much, did nothing, and there's not that much Drake London ownership. But, you know, he's one of those guys that for these last 3 or 4 weeks here as he entered the playoffs, if you somehow got in without him, if you were playing him, you're probably not in the fantasy playoffs. If he was sitting on your bench and you had a, you know, a Jacoby Myers or somebody that was out of nowhere that was taking his spot as a top 10 round pick for you and producing weekly, which could have been a bunch of different receivers, it, you know, now's the time to go back with a Drake London, and you could separate yourself from the field with players like that that are different. You know, who else is a player like that off the top of my head that I'm going to get in my fantasy playoff roster, I believe? A.J. Dillon.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's interesting.
A.J. Dillon's the type of player, now that it's cold, December, you know, he started looking good a couple weeks before the fantasy playoffs hit, before they went on the bye. He's the type of player that I could see getting in there and, you know, getting 12, 14 carries a week. And maybe he's a 15, 20 point a week running back. There's not going to be any A.J. Dillon in an overall field, pretty much. So,
what are you doing with Deshaun? Let me give you a Nando team.
Here we go.
No, it's a super flex, and I have this conundrum, and I can't figure it out now. We've talked about this team before. I'm bringing it up again. I got Tua Tagovailoa. I got Geno Smith. I got Sam Darnold and his beard, which seems to have transformed him.
Yeah.
And I got Deshaun Watson. And I got Aaron Rodgers. I got a lot of quarterbacks. Super flex league.
That's a you're in a tough position, Nando, because all those quarterbacks are in bad positions. I have a Geno Smith fantasy playoff team, and his backup is Mike White. And if Mike White was even – if I knew Mike White for sure was going to start this upcoming Sunday versus the Lions, I'd wait and not play Geno Smith tonight because I want to get out of that matchup versus the Niners.
49ers, man. It's tough. Oh, man.
You got Geno versus the Niners there. I'd have to say Geno and Deshaun Watson. But Watson's got a tough matchup versus the Ravens. You know, it's just he could get it done on the ground. He could give you 30, 40 rushing yards and hopefully a touchdown. But, again, last week I wasn't that impressed with Watson, you know, for a second week. You're in a tough position. You know who I would actually might sneak in if I was
Aaron
you?
Rodgers. Is Rodgers. You love Aaron Rodgers.
No, yeah. I don't love it. I actually hate Aaron Rodgers this year and wouldn't advise playing him, but he does have the Rams on Monday night. And you know what? He's probably good for 250 and two touchdowns, and I'd be worried about all these other quarterbacks. I'd be totally off the Tua bandwagon going into Buffalo in the cold weather this week.
I don't know, man. Isn't that what we want? Like a bunch of short passes to his speedy guys who are going to take off in the cold weather.
Okay, great. And guess what? You know,
he doesn't like turn into an ice statue. You know what I mean? Like it's a little cold. So what?
It's a little cold. All right. So it's 18 degrees probably in Buffalo.
It's going to be 30
on Saturday, and you're dealing with Jaylen Waddle, who is definitely not himself. He's all banged up and not producing for like a month now. So, you know, that's rough to see. I don't know how you could start Jaylen Waddle. And Tyreek Hill, the last couple minutes of the game the other night, you see him limping off the field. He can't be feeling great, especially in cold weather on Saturday night. Guy relying on speed. He's got an ankle injury. So your top two targets in that offense are all banged up. And you're playing a really good defense in Buffalo. So, no, it's a full fade of Miami and Tua for me. So, play him if you want, but...
No, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put an Aaron Rodgers for Tua right now just because he told me to.
There you go.
Friendship. Wow. And I'm going to leave in Geno.
You're going to leave in Geno. You got to leave Geno in. Got to leave Geno in. It's speaking of other players...
You know, I'm going to start Darnold against Pittsburgh.
Go ahead. Well, you know what? You should start Geno and Darnold because those are your two man crushes, that quarterback, and that's who you should ride or die with.
They got me here. And I got Paris Campbell, a wide receiver, thanks to a bunch of injuries, and I need to address that.
There are a lot of injuries. We just talked about Hill and Waddle. You know, going into the fantasy playoffs, here, T. Higgins. What about what T. Higgins did to fantasy owners last week again? Okay. I know that's been a huge controversy this week because it happened earlier in the season where he gave a zero. But this time he goes and reportedly gets re-injured in warm-ups and they say, all right, we're shutting him down. He's not going to play. So, and we get no word of that. And all of us, T. Higgins in the big week 14 to make the fantasy playoffs or win a league title, we take a T. Higgins wide receiver one 0. Okay, 2 plays into the game, Tyler Boyd breaks his finger, dislocates it, and he's out. So this is another offense, the Cincinnati offense. We don't know what it's going to look like going into this week. I don't know what's going to happen with T. Higgins, but I definitely wouldn't be starting a Tyler Boyd with a dislocated finger either. There are a couple of receivers that I think are going to be league, championship winning wide receivers. One of them is Ja'Marr Chase, because he's back to looking great again. And
where do you think Chase goes next year?
First round again.
Yeah, but I mean, all right. But I mean, like, 4? 2?
What, overall?
Yeah.
Forget about overall. Wide receiver-wise, top 3 or 4 wide receivers off the board. Justin Jefferson is locked into wide receiver 1. I think Cooper Kupp is going to slide because of the injury, and who knows what this quarterback situation is going to be. Tyreek Hill is going to be right there, and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, right. That's like we had a early draft for Better Sports Network last night,
mm-hmm.
and I took Ja'Marr Chase. I think at 5. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what number pick I had, yeah. But I took him early.
Yeah, I mean, listen, those are the safe plays. You're locked in with Joe Burrow. You got a top 5 quarterback, real life and fantasy with Burrow, and he's connected with Ja'Marr Chase. Is going to live in the first round for as long as Joe Burrow's there, as long as Ja'Marr Chase is healthy. You're looking at a first round Ja'Marr Chase probably for the next 5-6 years.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
You know, probably just jinxed it somehow.
Yeah, listen, I've been known to do that.
Still a good guy.
It was nice to see Mike Williams come back and dominate, and I think that's one of my guys in the fantasy playoffs that I could see giving 20-plus performances for the next 3 weeks, along with this Chargers offense. I know I've been talking about the Charger offense for a couple weeks now, but a Herbert, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, that like combination right there, I think they could be like the Bengals offense of last year and just blow up in the fantasy playoffs. I thought it was going to be Miami. I know I said that 2-3 weeks ago, but now Miami's just falling apart, injuries, everything. This Charger, I love what I see out of Herbert weekly. He's healthy. The offense is humming. And now that he got Mike Williams back, a healthy Mike Williams back, I'd put Mike Williams as a top 12 wide receiver this week and going forward.
Well, that's the thing. Mike Williams is super frustrating, I think, for any fantasy player.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel like when he's in, he's awesome. You know what I mean? Like, it's and it, like, just suck it up and play him the rest of the season. I hate Mike Williams. I'm sick of Mike Williams.
You got to take the good with the bad. I mean, listen, there's very few fantasy players that are weekly consistent, you know? And Mike Williams isn't one of them either. Even when he is healthy, he'll give you that dud every 3 or 4 weeks. But I think, you know, he's missed a lot of time. He's back now. He's healthy. The Chargers are going to be going for this playoff run. It was a huge win at home versus the Dolphins. They get the Titans this upcoming week here. I'll be betting the Chargers. I think both of these teams are going in different directions, and I like the Chargers in this game, and I like the matchup for these receivers. I think I think Herbert's like a 350 and three touchdown type performance. I think he's a QB1 overall this week versus this Titans team. The Titans, it's tough to run against them. You know, the Chargers aren't a running team anyway. But this is another game where I could see Austin Eckler catching 8-10 balls out of the backfield. If you don't own, yep. You know what, Nando? It's so frustrating. I have no Austin Eckler. One of my biggest regrets. There's no safer, more consistent player on a weekly basis at running back this year now than Eckler. Because he's just such an easy – like, I looked up, like, last week. I'm watching the Dolphin game, and I don't have many Dolphins or Chargers, Nando. And I'm like, I just hope this game is a dud. You know, it was coming to the end of the week, trying to make some fantasy playoffs. You're watching these standings go up and down. You're like, the last thing you wanted to see was the Chargers and Dolphins with a 55 total, just Chargers defense banged up. I thought I was going to see a 38-35 game where everybody just goes off. And it didn't happen like that. But you look up and you're like, oh, Austin Eckler doesn't seem like he's doing anything. And it's halftime, and he's got 7 catches for 62 yards and like 25 crappy rushing yards. And it's like a 16 or 17 in PPR format. Like, he was already like a RB1 for the week at halftime, and he did nothing. He was just catching little dump offs, caught one like nice 20 yarder. He's just such an easy, I like to call it an easy 20 points. There's just certain players at the running back position. Well, not many, I'm saying, that could get you to the 20-point level on a weekly basis, even if they don't have, like, a huge game. And Eckler's just one of them. And then eventually he's just going to drop that 30-35-point game when he gets in the end zone or has a good rushing production. So Eckler's RB1 the rest of the season in PPR leagues. There's no other running back I'd want in the fantasy playoffs going in other than Austin Eckler, even over Christian McCaffrey, who would probably be number two. But Eckler's just automatic 25. And that's why, you know, along with the Chargers, with Herbert, Williams, and Allen, this is the team I'd love to have multiple pieces of in the fantasy playoffs.
Are you thinking about this in terms of like, well, no, you know, never mind. I was saying, like, if you're playing, like, in a second chance tournament, or if you're playing in, like, a little, like, a playoff game here for these last three, like, would you Eckler's, like, your number one, maybe?
If you're talking like DFS, I would be stacking Chargers. That's the way I would go, especially this week. Titans are good against the run. Defensively, the secondary can be had, and that's why I could see Herbert just going off.
You still play DFS? Guys.
No, I don't. I play a weekly NFFC contest. That's a DFS contest where, if you know, it's like a 50-person field. If you win it, you get a free main event team next year. I do that, but I don't play like DraftKings or FanDuel this year, especially. I haven't done it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Mm-hmm. Shocker.
It's not fun anymore. It's not fun, right?
Yeah, you know.
Have you tried Underdog? I hear good things about Underdog.
No, I haven't. Yeah, a lot of people are getting into Underdog. I have so many regular season fantasy teams that maybe now that the fantasy playoffs are here, probably not, actually.
Yeah, because you got the consolation bracket.
That's right. luckily, I got enough teams in the real championship rounds to keep me busy these next 3 weeks. And hopefully they can make a run at it and then keep me interested. What about running backs, Nando? We got banged up. What do you do with a Saquon Barkley at this point?
I don't know, man. We got him on the team that I helped my dad's friend with. And he's benched right now.
Yeah. I mean, who do you have him benched over? I don't even know if I want to hear this.
Matt Breida and Alexander Madison.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hold on, man. I got to go look this up.
No, don't. You have two teams. You have two fantasy teams. How do you not know your fantasy teams? Like,
what do you mean? I have a lot more than two. Yeah. It's hurtful. I know. But no, I don't know. I don't memorize fantasy teams. Man.
That's crazy.
Other things in my head.
That is really crazy to me.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's crazy. I like the team. I know my playoff team. I know the quarterbacks that I have. I don't even know if I can recall. Like,
all right. Well, anyway, Saquon's just so banged up, and if you watch, go ahead. No.
I got to go to the website. Because he has a different password, because he doesn't want people knowing.
Nobody cares, Nando.
I think a lot of people do.
Nobody cares.
I think people do. We're starting Deontay Foreman and Christian McCaffrey. Okay. And we're flexing Jerry Jeudy over him.
Yeah. See, that's, I mean, all valid. You can make a case for all those guys. That's fine. I got no problem starting.
Listen to this bench. A.J. Dillon, Ramondre Stevenson, Drake London, George Pickens, Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're killing it.
That's a team that's good. Yeah,
you're killing it in the 18.
We're killing it, man.
You're
yeah,
killing
look at
it in that 8-team Yahoo League.
11-3. It's actually a 12-team CBS.
Yeah.
That part where I said CBSSports.com.
Screenshot that team out.
Should have been a giveaway.
Yeah. Anyway, but that's funny that you mentioned Ramondre because, you know, that's two of the biggest names right here. You got two RB1s, two top 12 running backs heading into the fantasy playoffs, and they're both banged up. We were all excited to start Ramondre Stevenson, especially this week against the Vegas Raiders. And I highly doubt that he's going to play, especially after he screwed all of us, leaving early, getting hurt in the first quarter on Monday
night. That bastard. Yeah, he got us.
You know what? Credit to him, though. He got hurt. He left, and then he came back, and he gave it a go, and he caught a ball and stuff, but he couldn't go. I think he's dealing with a little bit of a high ankle sprain. I'll be shocked if he plays. A lot of people seem to think that he's going to be like a game-time decision, but you won't see Ramondre Stevenson, so forget that dream. Now, all of a sudden, Damian Harris, who we thought would be lost for weeks, he got back on the practice field. He might play. So now he takes over the lead back role. If not, it's Pierre Strong and Kevin Harris. I think that's Damian's cousin. But
you don't look that up for you while you're talking.
No. Don't.
I don't mind.
That was a bad. That was a bad joke. But you know, it's a whole bunch of no names here. You can't use any of these guys. Ramondre is going to be out. Saquon is now splitting time with Breida and Brightwell. Because something's not right with Saquon. I know they want to say it's his neck, but I think it's more his shoulder. You see he's got like a little harness on. He's just all banged up. It's the end of the season.
That's kind of what it is. It's always vague, like shoulder, neck.
You know what it is? For me, they say maybe neck, and they don't want to say shoulder or arm. So the defenders are actually like leaning in, making sure they hit that shoulder over and over to get him out of the game. But
yeah.
You know, you're in a tough situation. Saquon's most likely going to play again, but it's going to be frustrating. And if you have better options, I don't have an issue with pulling him for someone else like you do. You know, a Jerry Jeudy type or a Dante Foreman is, you know, a good options. But I will say this.
It's weird, man. I hate week 15.
You hate
week 15. Or whatever this, you know,
guess
what? It used to be week 14.
You hate weeks 1 through 14 too, though, Nando. So it doesn't.
Oh, come on. Do I sound like a man who's not enthusiastic about fantasy football?
What was I just going to say? Oh, so one of the things I did want to talk about was your boy Dante Foreman, Nando, because I'm watching the Carolina-Seattle game, and I'm really not in love with what I see now with the usage of Foreman.
Well, he's hurt. He's hurt too.
Listen, I know we're late in the season and everyone's a little banged up, but it seems like there's just too many of these teams. And this is what fantasy has become now with the running back position is running back by committees. Not many teams have that bell cow where they're getting 85% snaps and they're the whole, you know, kit and caboodle. But, you know, Dante Foreman is almost borderline getting to the point where I don't know if I could play him because Chuba Hubbard is playing too big of a role now. He's come back and he's earned a right because he looked really good. I wish I should have looked up the snap percentage between the two of them, but I would say Hubbard outsnapped.
Want me to look it up? I actually think
if you have I think Hubbard outsnapped Foreman.
Hold on, CBSSports.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. Casey Joyner wrote something about it. Keep talking, I'll find it.
Yeah, so, you know, Hubbard and Foreman look like it's like almost a 50-50 split. And not only that, now the kid Blackshear gets in for some snaps too. So we're in the three-headed, you know, territory where it's like a 40-40-10, 40% snaps, 45% snaps each, Hubbard and Foreman, and 10% Blackshear. So there's just too many backfields that are like that, Nando. You know, the Ravens with Gus Edwards and now J.K. Dobbins hopping along. You know, he's another one. That's another situation. just too many running backs, you know, situations where you're like, what am I going to do with these guys? Miami with Mostert and Jeff Wilson, who's banged up. I doubt Wilson will play. But now Mostert and Salvon Ahmed got in. Mostert isn't.
I can't believe we're back in the Salvon Ahmed. Well, it's crazy.
It really is. It's crazy. You know, there's just too much of a mess, Nando, with a lot of backfields. And the running back position as a whole, there's just not that many playable running backs for fantasy as we head into the fantasy playoffs right now. It really is scary. What do you do with the Lions? Like, look at the Detroit Lions. I know last week's show, I said DeAndre Swift was definitely a running back I would want heading into the fantasy playoffs. The snaps were on the rise, and he was looking good. And then last week happens, and his snaps were like back down to 30%, did basically nothing. Jamal Williams isn't getting the job done either. And now all of a sudden you see Justin Jackson score. So now they're mixing in a third running back. It's tough enough to play a Swift or a Jamal Williams. You were getting lucky with Jamal Williams all these weeks because Jamal Williams finds the end zone every week. But Jamal Williams hasn't caught a ball in like 4 weeks. You know, it's...
And how about those Jets?
Yeah. How about them? You know, it's...
Well, the backfield is, I guess...
Zonovan Knight? No, Zonovan Knight is definitely the guy you would want in this backfield, I think, going forward as they head into this game versus the Lions. Would you be shocked? I mean, Carter fumbled. I saw Carter fumble, so he's playing his way out of, you know, he's got to play his way out of the doghouse. I'd say Zonovan Knight, you got to look at him as like a mid-range RB2, back-end RB2, and Carter you can't play, you know? All these situations are tough. You know what?
I know.
What back? You can
go team by team. Tell me which back. Like,
you know, P. Ryan has played himself into the mix with Joe Mixon. It's not like Joe Mixon's going to be a 90% snap running back where you could lock him in as an RB1. Like, you know, like, all right, now that we're on this topic, like, what running backs are like a lock in RB1 elite type? You know, you have Eckler, McCaffrey, Derrick Henry. Josh Jacobs is banged up, but God, my God, he's been unbelievable. So, yeah, we got to include him, but he's got a calf issue. And, you know, screw this calf issue. Enough of it. I've been hearing about this for 4 weeks. The guy comes out and he runs for 140 yards and gets 25 fantasy points. So Jacobs is one of them. James Conner looks like he's looking okay, but now that's a mess without Murray. Who knows what that offense is going to look like going forward.
I think it'll be – people are saying it might be better.
It might be. The Chiefs now with Jerick McKinnon, with that fantasy performance, he's earned his right to be, in the mix there with Pacheco. So that's a two-man backfield for the Chiefs. Even the good ones like a Tony Pollard and Zeke, you know, Tony Pollard's, I think, RB7 or 8 on the season. And you got to lock him in. But at any week, he could get 9 carries for 40 yards, and Zeke can play more of the lead back role. You know, it's tough. Nando Kamara is a bust. He hasn't been doing much. You got to roll him back out there. So
Bears, how about the Bears?
You know, Montgomery, I was probably wrong on saying a couple weeks ago I wouldn't want any part of him. But he's got a tough matchup versus the Eagles, but you got to roll him out there. I would look at him as a RB2. But my boy Miles Sanders, another great game last week. Miles Sanders is right now moving up the charts so much where you have to consider him a top 10 fantasy running back right now as you head into the fantasy playoffs, no?
Process of elimination, which is crazy because all the teams are playing too. It's not even like, well, 6 teams are on bye, so I guess Miles Sanders moves into the top 12.
Mm-hmm.
It's like these teams have all gone straight, like the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Something that we thought we had figured out several times this season, just they keep getting weirder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm surprised they didn't sign Cole Beasley to be a running back. Because that's basically their move.
Cole Beasley just to bring be a bunch running of people back? In. Did you really just say that? Do you want to retract that or not?
No, it's a joke. Okay. Because the Broncos keep bringing in, like, I mean, like Latavius Murray. Like the guy.
Wait, how crazy is it that this poor guy, Mike Boone, who I'm a sucker for Mike Boone. I just think Mike Boone's really good. And
yeah.
You know, this guy, every time he gets hurt and then comes back and steps on the field, it's like you're counting the minutes down till he gets hurt again. He comes back and you're like, I went out and I picked up Mike Boone a couple of weeks ago and stashed him on all my playoff teams. And now I'm just sitting there because now you can't drop him or anything. And now he goes to IR. Okay. He got hurt again in his first game back. And he's done. But, it, yep. You know, it looked like the Broncos were starting to be like, all right, what are we going to do here with these last 4 weeks with Latavius Murray? We're going to give him the backfield? Like, we're not playing for anything. Might as well. Like, that was the play on Mike Boone. Like, they're going to give Mike Boone the shot to be the lead back here for the final 5 weeks of the season, see what they have, and maybe he's the backup to Javonte Williams going into next year. And then he goes and gets hurt. But Jonathan Taylor, top six running back. Yeah, obviously, that's another name I got to throw out before our listeners are like, what about Jonathan Taylor?
I'm sure they were screaming that.
No, I'm sure. I'm a little worried about Nick Chubb. Just a little bit. His production has started to slip, but he's still an RB1. But, you know, guys like Dalvin Cook and Alvin Kamara, these guys are not producing. They're not looking good. And these are two running backs that coming into next year.
Well, Kamara hasn't all year. Kamara, right. I mean.
But Dalvin Cook really hasn't been that good this year either. I don't have any Dalvin Cook. I faded him this year. But he just, the numbers every week just don't look well at all. And these are two running backs that I'll be interested to see in drafts go into next year. These guys are long gone from being, you know, first rounders and even second rounders probably going into next year. I think these two running backs are two, you know, guys that have always been in the first round these last bunch of years, and rightfully so, and now they're going to start to fade, you know, away. I would be fading these Kamara, Dalvin Cook types. They've got years on them now. They got a lot of wear and tear on them. They probably fall into the third, fourth rounds of drafts. They're probably going to be that typical.
Well, at what point back. Do they become a?
Well, that's the thing.
A deal.
That's
yeah.
And that's what fantasy drafters have to. You know, that's the big conundrum. You know, it's like, yeah, I don't like Kamara and Dalvin Cook, and I really want to fade them going into 2023 drafts. And then you look up and you get like a fourth round price tag on them, and then all of a sudden in your brain, you start saying, oh my God, well, wait a minute, hold on. I don't want them, and I think they're declining. But if I start my draft off with three stud receivers and in the fourth round, I could get a Dalvin Cook to give me some volume. Boom. And then what happens? It's week six. Dalvin Cook sucks, and Madison took his job in 2023 or whatever. And you're like, God, why did I fall into the trap? So that's going to be an issue for 2023 drafters that we face. But for me, the lesson I've learned is it's always fool's gold. You know, 9 out of 10 time, it's fool's gold. Just because the round looks good and maybe it fits your team well. No, if you're out on a play and you think they're declining and they're not going to produce what they always did, just get out. Don't fall for it. Go in a different direction, because most likely you're going to be regretting it.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
Which little birdie? Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
I got a name for you that you haven't touched on, and because I think I mean, he, to me, he's very interesting here these last few weeks.
Right.
Cam Akers.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be a stud or he could be a bust.
I don't know. I can't see
That's what we come to you for,
Chris. What do you mean? Like for the rest of the season or heading into next year or what?
No, I mean, the playoffs, the next few weeks.
I can't say that, Nando, just because the team is so bad. And if you say a stud, like, I can't say, like, you're going to look up at Cam Akers, the fantasy playoffs is going to drop a 27, a 23, and a 24. Like, he's not going to be a top 10 fantasy running back. Is he a piece that you could put in your flex spot? Or if you have a loaded team and you're just looking for, an RB2, fill in, yeah, he can get you 12 to 14 points each week. Like, that's the way use a Cam Akers.
Three touchdowns the last 2 weeks.
Right. That's
he's scoring at least. I mean, they're giving him the ball to score scored. Touchdowns.
Yeah, and he's definitely the lead back, on that team. But it's a tough team to trust, even with Baker Mayfield, which that was crazy last Thursday night. We haven't spoke since then, but not to the listeners. So sorry. Thanks.
It's basically just Joey Brown listening to this. All right.
Thanks. You say some stupid stuff like that
at this point.
Why would it only be one person listening?
Shout out to Joey Brown.
That's ridiculous. We got a lot of messages and everything. A lot of people like the podcast. The numbers are up, and I don't know why.
A lot of iTunes reviewers don't like your negative attitude. They were saying.
Oh, a lot of YouTube reviewers don't like your stupid questions.
I have pretty good questions, I think.
I can't wait till this week when they flip out 5 minutes into the show and probably stop listening because you're Cole Beasley introduction.
Yeah, and then guess what? They're going to wake up Sunday and be like, Cole Beasley was really 11 for 121 and 2 touchdowns, or did I dream that?
Yeah.
They're going to go back and they're going to say, only one podcast talked about Cole Beasley.
Or he wasn't active and you won't talk about that at all. You'll just talk about your Justin Fields call from 15 weeks ago.
I haven't brought that up once.
Yeah. Made a pillow over it, Nando. I mean, talk about
You weren't supposed to know about that until it got to your doorstep.
God. Imagine going so far to pat yourself on the back that you were right about something that you made a Christmas gift pillow with the whole transcript of our back and forth on it. Imagine going that far out of the way.
It's not that I was right. That's not the funny part.
The funny part isn't that I was right.
Sad. The funny part is that you were wrong. Do you want me to read you the transcript?
You do it every week. You find a way to bring it up on every show just because that's your shining moment.
You brought it up.
Whatever.
You went from Cole Beasley to a pillow.
Mm. You excited about Saturday games, Nando? I wish it was... Well, actually, I think the following week for Christmas, there's going to be a Christmas Eve and day games. So I guess it won't be just this week, but... I love when the Saturday game schedule rolls around. College football ends the regular season, and in between bowl games, they give us this Saturday triple header. So it's like a full weekend of football, and with the fantasy playoffs starting, it's awesome. It's like, you have standalone games, and I'm loving it. I always look forward to this week. Will you be watching any of the games, Nando?
No, of course not. Gotcha. But I feel like you... In particular,
here we go.
Of course I will be. Mm. You in particular would like this because you look at the times and it feels like Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? Like it's a Saturday, mm-hmm. it's the holidays, and there's, a 12, there's a 4:15, there's an 8:30, or a 4:30, 8:15, whatever you want.
It's more about you could focus on, it's more about when, you have a normal week in football and it's just Sunday, all the games are going off at the same time, 7, 8, 1 o'clock games, and you're bouncing around and you're looking at all these games at a time, and it goes so fast. But when you have a schedule like this where they break it off with its three games, you could just focus in on one game at a time. You have your 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 8 o'clock game on Saturday, so you get – it's like watching Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football. You get these three standalone games to follow your players and just lock in on one game, okay? And then happens three times over on Saturday. You get a smaller slate on Sunday afternoon and 4 o'clock. And yet you still get your Sunday night standalone game, your Monday night standalone game. So it makes the you get to see a lot more teams in football and follow your players a lot more closely on a week like this. And what better week to do it because it's the fantasy playoffs. So that's, That's the way I see it. That's the way.
I like the strategies where it's kind of like, are you going to start him on Thursday? Are you going to start this guy on Saturday? You know, you got this other guy starting who's almost the same who could start on Monday for you. And, you know, I mean, I know that's such a minor part when you're starting, you know, you're splitting hairs. But the fact that you can play with so many of these days and have, you know, by the time Sunday morning when you wake up, have a lot of points on the board already one way or another. And either, you know, have a somewhat of a,
changes,
I don't know, it just makes
it
a little more
of,
fun.
It changes a lot of people's mindsets, I would think. And you know, and it shouldn't, you know. But I know what you mean. Like, I have one fantasy playoff team where I think 7 of my 10 starters play on Saturday. So, you know, to the for that, like, I'll have a big advantage going into Sunday. And,
right,
you know, the player that you're
like,
playing,
oh my God.
The guy that you're playing might look at that and start panicking. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? And start making some crazy lineup decisions or go for the, you know, the fences, swing for the fences with certain players. But, can't do it. It's just like anything else, you know, just because you have a bunch of Saturday players. It helps injury-wise because you're getting the injury report on Saturday for each game and you can make your decisions for, all right, well, I got to not play this guy and switch to a guy that's playing on Sunday. So I guess maybe that helps, but I don't know. I just like the breakdown.
I find it fun. What else would you like to talk about? This is your show. I don't want to direct too much here.
No, listen, we talked about a lot with the quarterback situation. It's funny that, you know, we're going into week 15 fantasy playoffs here. The quarterback position in fantasy is a mess. The tight end position in fantasy is a mess. The running backs are drying up. That's a mess, especially with all the banged up and inconsistency and non-productivity. I really feel like this fantasy playoffs that the wide receiver position is going to win it for teams. I think your wide receiver depth is going to be what takes teams over the top. I think you're going to need the Mahomes and Kelsey combination to win an overall. They've been a little quiet these last 2 weeks. They head to Houston. I think Mahomes and Kelsey are going to go ape shit. This week versus you.
Come on, man.
Whatever.
Children's show.
Kelsey is so due for his 8 for 140 and 2 touchdowns. It just blows the tight end field away and separates yourself. So if you have Kelsey.
He had that, didn't he?
No. So if you. What do you mean he had that?
I feel like he had his game, that game already.
He's had that like 8 times already. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, well, you said he's due for it.
Yeah,
he's
due,
not really
for,
due for it.
No, he's due for it because his last 2 weeks he's been held under 13 fantasy points. So they've taken
maybe
the
he's
foot
getting
off
old
the,
and worn down.
No, we'll see. But I'd say that, you know, after these 2 slow weeks, even by Mahomes standards, I would say that Mahomes and Kelsey are about to blow up, go nuclear. That's the combination you want right there, along with that Chargers and Herbert. That's it. I don't think you're going to, you know, without Jalen Hurts, Pat Mahomes, Justin Herbert, I don't even know if I could say Josh Allen anymore, just with how that offense looks. I think those 3 quarterbacks are what you're going to need to take down an overall. And, you know, that's it. The wide receivers, we know what the studs are. Those other 3 positions are lacking, and I think the fantasy players, you're going to see a lot of low-scoring games, and it's not going to be one of those years where everyone's healthy right now and there's going to be 200-point fantasy performances. Just think I just think the fantasy season is like fading slowly, and all these injuries are really mounting up and taking a toll. Just going to be who
Brock
stays
Purdy,
healthy.
Though.
I love Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy... How about Brock Purdy won me a league. I told you about that Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy league. I mean, real quick, I'm going to tell you this just because you'll like this story. Last week, I had $1 left in my fab, and Lamar Jackson had gotten hurt, okay? And for whatever reason, that team, it was a pretty loaded team, and it was one of the very few teams that I don't have a backup quarterback. I was just riding on Lamar Jackson. I was going to get a backup quarterback going into the fantasy playoffs, but Lamar Jackson went and got hurt. So I had no quarterback. So I look on the waiver wire with only $1 left, right? And there's like 6 quarterbacks that were going to be starters the following week. Okay? So what happens? These two owners, the guy that was in first place and a guy that was in third place, and I can't fault them because rightfully so, they went and they bid $2 on every quarterback straight down to block me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this isn't an NFFC. Yeah, this isn't an NFFC online championship league that I was top two in points. And
did they drop anyone of significance for that?
So no. So if you look at their rosters, they both have four or five quarterbacks each going into last week, just because they both. Now I don't know if they conspired with with both of them, because it was $2 and they both did it for three quarterbacks each to block me on all the big names. But guess what they did? They screwed up. They screwed up because I did $1 on seven quarterbacks straight down the list. They forgot Brock Purdy. They forgot to make him a $2 quarterback.
That's amazing.
So
I would have loved to have been next to you, like when you're like, now I got to start Brock Purdy.
Yes. So that's exactly what happened. Brock Purdy was the seventh quarterback on my $1 list that I listed, because I listed all seven quarterbacks. I needed one of them. They did the right thing and blocked me, but they screwed up. They gave me Brock Purdy for $1. Now I'm sure when they saw that when the waiver wire came out, they probably kicked themselves and was like, oh man, but we don't have to worry about Brock Purdy anyway. And Brock Purdy, Nando, outscored all other six quarterbacks that they bid on. Brock Purdy was the best choice, and I wound up getting him, starting him, and made the playoffs with Brock Purdy. So now I have a playoff team that's pretty loaded, but Brock Purdy is the quarterback of that team until hopefully Lamar gets back next week. Or maybe...
Well, Brock Purdy...
Maybe not.
He's expected to play.
He is expected to play. So that was another situation, though. As of today, I didn't know if Purdy was even going to go with this oblique issue, and then I wouldn't have had a quarterback because it's just him and Lamar.
He's playing without Debo, too, right? Like, it's...
Yeah. So...
That's going to be interesting.
But those two guys have to be kicking themselves, especially the guy that missed out on the playoffs because he forgot to... You know, he got bumped out. The guy that was in third that was trying to overtake me and bid on all the $2 quarterbacks, he forgot Purdy and he missed out on the playoffs and the playoff money.
Well, he wasn't going to start Purdy anyway, though.
They went and picked up
all those quarterbacks to block you, but they weren't going to. I mean, they let him have. I know. No, it came back to haunt him in a weird way.
No, it came back to haunt him, meaning he didn't also pick up Purdy and
give
me a zero at the quarterback position.
Right.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah, but it happens.
Attention to detail, people. This is why Chris Vaccaro is the best. Attention to detail.
Attention to detail. You know, you.
If you and Glenn Lowy were conspiring to do that, you wouldn't have left Glenn Purdy. You wouldn't have left Brock Purdy.
Maybe not, but
they definitely were conspiring. I mean, did you get mad about it? Like, hey, you two obviously talked about this and tried to do this.
If you could prove it, then yeah. I mean, they might have all just. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know if they know.
Can you see their bids?
I mean, can you see their bids? Of course you
could
see
They
three quarterbacks each for $2. I just told you the story.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, can you see that they bid on all six like you? Like each guy bid $2 on six? Or was one guy like, I'll bid two on these three, I'll bid two on these three, I'll bid two on these three?
No, you can't. You just see the guys that they picked up. So, but
well,
backfired
I'm
on
happy
them.
For you.
But that's the story, Nando. I hope everybody enjoys the games this week and gets a fantasy playoff win.
Me too. Are you wrapping up the show for
me? I'm wrapping up the show for you, yeah.
You got to get back to work. We're doing this is a daytime show. That's why Chris seems so full of energy.
We have it's a daytime show. We have a lot going on in our lives, family, work, bar, this, that. So we did want to get an episode out for you. We couldn't leave you guys high and dry as we head into the fantasy playoffs. Go out and get yourself an opening round fantasy win and in your home leagues. And we'll be back next week, hopefully.
Make us proud.
You know it.
Come back anyway if you have a loss. Chris is going to give his top 22 Christmas movies and his top 16 Christmas characters from movies.
Sure, why not?
I'm excited for that.
You know it.
Thank you all for joining us here on the Chris Vaccaro Show, presented by Chris Vaccaro, starring Chris Vaccaro, produced and directed by Chris Vaccaro. I'm Nando Fino. We love you all. Talk to you later. Peace.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.